Joining us by telephone right now, Senator Ron Johnson, just back to Wisconsin. That's got to be a good feeling after the last couple of weeks.
Larry, it feels great. Like I was saying earlier when we were talking on the phone, it's hard to witness that level of dysfunction.
Dysfunction seems to be exactly what we saw, and it doesn't seem to be a monopoly by one party, does it?
No, this is a bipartisan mess. I mean, it's just true that over the decades, members of both parties have laid in all these programs, made all these promises, and they did not make adequate provision to pay for them. And so we've got a federal government right now that is dysfunctional, it's broken. But, Larry, the fact of the matter is the federal government was never intended. It's not designed. It's really not capable of running 23% of our economy, much less the 35 to 40% of our economy that's on track to be running, consuming in about the next 30 years. So now I just really want Wisconsinites to believe what their eyes and ears are telling them. This is a very dysfunctional entity, the federal government, and you really got to ask yourself, do you want this thing to continue to grow? Do you really want the federal government to take over your health care system and be involved in your health care decisions? I think that's a bad idea.
What we've seen over the last couple of weeks is an attempt by the Republicans to at least try to get the Affordable Care Act back on the table and defund it or get rid of it in some way, but not successful. How do you proceed forward from this point to maybe defund it?
Well, unfortunately, the defund strategy was an overreach. It just wasn't possible. That's what you call over-promising and under-delivering. I fully support repeal of the health care law. The reason it wasn't successful is President Obama was pretty clever. He didn't enact or he didn't implement the health care law until after his election. And he's even delaying a large chunk of the health care law now until after the 2014 election. So most Americans really haven't felt the harm of what Obamacare really will inflict on our health care system and our economy. And so it's pretty hard to convince Americans right now. I think a lot of them are saying, well, let's see what this looks like. And, of course, in the first 3 weeks of its implementation, I think Americans are coming to understand that this is not going to be a good thing. The implementation can only be described as just a systemic failure in terms of the websites and the exchanges.
As you move forward, is it going to be possible to stop the Obamacare package?
Well, again, I think as Americans come to understand really what folly this is, how it's just simply not possible for the federal government to direct so much human behavior in a healthcare system that really is left better off in the private sector with people making millions of consumer choices themselves. I mean, that's really what the controls costs, is to have a free market competitive system do that. So you'd be far better off instituting much wider things like health savings accounts, get the consumers more involved in healthcare decisions. I just don't think it's a good idea to have the federal government try and get involved.
You have a new assignment appointed to the Bipartisan Budget Committee to help deal with this financial problem. And it seems like Wisconsin's well represented, both you and Senator Baldwin and Representative Ryan as the chair. Do you think this committee has a better chance of solving some problems, unlike the super committee of a year ago?
I sure hope so. For my part, what I've done, I was one of those small groups of Republican senators who was working with the White House over the last few months, trying to find some common ground, take a look at things that we agree on. That's always the most productive area of finding agreement, is let's see what you agree on right up front, right off the bat. So what I had done during that process was really sit down and work hard to find the problem, so we at least agree on that and set it up in a template, looking at a 30-year budget window, which is really a more accurate description of the problem versus the standard 10-year budget window. So we've laid an awful lot of groundwork working at the White House. Hopefully some of that groundwork will be helpful in making helping this committee, this conference, be successful in our goals.
Yesterday I heard that you were upset with the proposal brought forth, saying that it's just another chance to kick the can down the road. Do you believe at some point the American people are just going to change out one side or the other and get something done in, say, the next election cycle if this committee does not succeed?
Well, if they're going to change out sides, they really have to change out and replace the people that deny the problem. And that's what we have, is we really have reality deniers in Washington, D.C., people that, refuse to acknowledge the depth of our financial problem. And that's really what first and foremost is required, because, I voted no on that increase in the debt ceiling, because I think any time the American president comes to Congress asking for the authority to increase the debt burden on our kids and grandkids, and that's what we're talking about here. You can call it, debt ceiling, but it's really increase the debt burden on our children. At a minimum, the president ought to be willing to sit down and negotiate and discuss and enact some real fiscal discipline, some reforms to these entitlement programs that will not be available for the very same children we're going to be, really carrying the debt burden of our entitlements.
You're back in Wisconsin now. How long are you going to be back in the state before you have to go to Washington and work with this committee?
I'm not sure whether we're going to be called back next week. We've actually declared we always call them state work periods, and that's actually what they are. So if I'm in the state, I'll be traveling all over and doing what I've been doing for the last 2.5 years, my PowerPoint presentations, describing and defining the problem to as many Wisconsinites as possible. So I'll either do that or I'll go back to Washington and work with those same numbers, those same depressing figures with the folks back in Washington trying to find solutions.
Anything you'd like to add today, Senator?
Well, again, just really emphasize the fact that, to have Wisconsinites believe what their eyes and ears are telling them, the federal government is dysfunctional, it is broken, it's just not really capable of doing all the things it's taken on itself. So really the best solution is let's limit it, let's not grow it anymore, let's start devolving the power back to the states, to our communities, back to our families, back to individuals where that power really properly resides.
Senator Ron Johnson joining us by phone. Thank you.